Well, also here in Rome on Tuesday, a press conference took place at the Holy See Press Office to present an upcoming international conference on the state of evolution theory and the rapport between biological science and faith. The conference is organized by Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University and Notre Dame University in the United States, under the patronage of the Pontifical Council for Culture. Chris Saltieri attended the conference. He tells us more.
Science, Theology, and the Ontological Quest. This is the name of the international consortium of university students, fellows, and professors seeking to build a philosophical bridge between the natural sciences and sacred theology. Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University is the seat of one important branch of the Stoke Project, which focuses on the rapport between natural science and philosophy. And this coming March, hundreds of scientists, philosophers, and theologians will gather at the Gregorian to discuss the facts and theories of biological evolution in order to arrive at a critical evaluation of the question 150 years after the publication of Charles Darwin's Origin of Species.
I think this is a very important collaboration that we're developing.
Professor Philip Sloan of Notre Dame University's Riley Center for Science, Technology, and Values is a member of one of the four-day convention's scientific committees. He discussed the goals of the upcoming event during the press conference.
This important project will change the dialogue between the Catholic Church and contemporary science. It is very important for us to begin a major effort to develop a creative dialogue of theology and science, and especially with the sciences of life.
The convention is being sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Culture, the president of which is Archbishop Gianfranco Ravasi.
E questo è il compito principale che ora dobbiamo inaugurare quasi o continuare perché già alcuni passi erano stati fatti.
On the sidelines of the press conference, Archbishop Ravasi told me the time has come for a renewed engagement on the part of natural scientists with those formed in the humanistic disciplines in order to work toward a richer, fuller understanding of the human and the world in which we live.
Dell'uomo umanista.
The four-day international conference opens on March 3, 2009, and runs to March 7th. I'm Chris Oltieri.